Let's get this party started, you guys.
And like all Island Life episodes, we're gonna start it off with a little song.
If anyone can hear me, this message is for... No, wait, that's the wrong version. Oh, and you're all dancing. This happens more than half the time. Here we go. If anyone can hear me, no need to be alarmed. My name is Alex Danny, and I'm not in any harm. I do these weekly broadcasts hoping that they ease your strife. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. I shipwrecked on this island so many years ago. It's filled with talking animals and now I call it home. I'll wait on being rescued while the world gets back in stride. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. Welcome to Island Life with Alex Denny. It's my broadcast from an island of talking animals. Was a little bit hard for me to play the ukulele there. I'm so unused to playing it wearing sleeves. And why am I wearing sleeves, you may ask, dear listener of this broadcast? Why, that's because I am dressed as the 10th Doctor from Doctor Who. And the reason I'm dressed as the 10th Doctor from Doctor Who is because I'm at a Halloween party. You can't see them, but I'm surrounded by just a ton of talking animal friends of mine, and we're all here to celebrate this spooky season together. So we're all here in costume, and as I said, I'm the 10th Doctor. I've actually dressed as I'm always really bad. Everybody here knows I'm really bad at, like, remembering to plan ahead for my Halloween costume, and I always wait till the last minute. And so I kind of every year inevitably, invariably dressing as the 10th Doctor in an old suit that I had in my suitcase that happily was still in there when my hut got blown up. And this year's no different. And honestly, I only ever saw one episode of the show before I came to this island. But, you know, there was just something about that guy that I really liked, how he, you know, went from place to place, space to space, time to time, and helped people with their problems. So something connected with me, even if there's a whole, I guess, rest of a show I haven't seen. But enough about me just talking about myself. I actually have something to share with everybody here at the party. Before the party really gets going, I had something special that I wanted to share with all of you.
And that hey, everybody, shut up! Everyone shut your muzzles. Alex has an announcement. It's probably an emergency. Shut the baby
you.
Up.
Thank you, Yamo. And actually, it's not an emergency. It's actually, it's just a really nice thing.
Hey guys, everybody, wait a second. I think Alex has an announcement and something he wants to say to us before we get going.
Yes, exactly, Remy.
Thank you very much.
I'm just pulling it out here.
Hey, Alex, right, man.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff.
Dude, are you going to say something or not, man?
I'm getting to it. I'm sorry it's taken me so long. I'm just pulling this piece of paper here out of my suit.
Hey, if you say it, could you say it a little loud? Because us foxes, we blew our ears out last night with the fireworks, and honestly, you're going to need to speak up.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Damien. Thank you. I want to be considerate
for
everybody.
If you have an announcement, I think this is going to go in the gossip column, just FYI.
Actually, I'd actually love that, Frankie.
I came to this party specifically for material because, you know, it's a little light this week, but it's a party, so lots of things can happen.
Well, great. I mean, I hope lots of fun stuff happens that you can port on here at the party, but I also hope that this will make it in there as well.
I'm sorry, but it's hard to hear back here. Have you actually made the announcement yet?
Yes, Randy. Oh, and actually, no, I haven't. So that's Randy the Rhino there. Yeah. Okay, I'm making the announcement right.
Can you also say it slow? Slow, can you say
Sadie the Sloth. Oh, so loud and slow.
Morgan, the Magnificent Frigate Bird, you had something to say?
No, I just, sorry, it's just very important to me. What year is this wine that we're drinking?
Oh, as far as I understand, this is,
That's not wine, that's Kool-Aid I brought.
Jackie.
My apologies, what year is this Kool-Aid that we're drinking?
Well, there's actually two kinds. There's some with sugar and some without sugar. Which one you'll have, we'll know by the end of the party.
Oh, man, did you say sugar?
Oh,
hey,
I sure
if y'all
did.
Need, I can ferment that for you. I can ferment that for you, man. That's my job. I take sugar and I turn it into alcohol, baby, and I can do that for you.
Well, is that your announcement? Are you opening a winery?
That's not my announcement.
I've been saying for years that you should open a winery. I think this is a fantastic use of our resources. Jeff, I'm very much on board with this idea.
It's the yeast you could do.
I'm actually down with this idea as well. We'll have to work out our business plan. Right after I
sorry,
I
I'm just
make
very
this announcement,
into wine. I don't mean to take away from your pomp and circumstance. You could say I'm a grape digger.
Alex, I was able to build you a microphone because a few of us can't hear you in the back, so I got some bamboo. I got a stand for you. I was able to make some amplifying noises with the coconut, so whenever you're ready, we're really for this.
Right here, I'll just put
it. Yeah, that's it.
Beautiful. It's kind of, to the viewer, it's kind of like a cone, like a coconut hollowed out to project out that I speak through it. This is really cool.
We're a little limited, but I think it's effective.
I hope that that's helpful for, the rhinos and the foxes in the back. Okay, I've got the...
Hey, everyone, I'm sorry. I just got to let you know, it's me, Remy. Because I know that I'm dressed like a regular panda, but there's not a regular panda on the island. It's me, Remy, the red panda. I just painted myself black and white today to look like a regular panda, but it's me, Remy, the red panda still.
Okay, sorry.
It's me, Remy.
Very well done. I must say, I applaud everyone's sartorial disguise efforts tonight. Bang up job all.
Oh, yes, and actually, maybe you don't need to do this right now because I'm about to make an announcement, but maybe like for the listeners' benefit, because obviously I can see you, can all see each other, but whenever you speak up in the future, maybe say like, I'm this animal and this I'm wearing this costume. That would be probably really helpful for anybody who might be listening. But that's right after I make this announcement, which I've got my piece of paper right out here. And what it is, guys, is I got a message in a bottle from somebody who's been listening.
Whoa!
And
message in the bottle, like
yeah.
The police.
Oh, this is
Alex. This is huge news. Why have you waited this long to tell us?
I'm sorry for taking so long, but I'm not gonna keep you waiting any longer. Just what this person said was so nice that I just needed to share it with you. Actually, I thought I had the right piece of paper pulled out, but just give me one second. Where is it? Where is it?
This announcement is taking a long time.
Sorry, Sadie. Okay, I've got it here, guys. Here it is. Okay, I'm unrolling it. And here goes. Hey, I just wanted to say thanks for your island life with you. I have been struggling mentally for a while, and hearing y'all's conversations has helped me not feel so down. So thanks. Keep it up. I think you have a great imagination. You all sound so adorable. It has really helped me more than you will know. Being a single mom is rough, but with people like you, making people smile is the best ever. I am only a few episodes in, lol. I listen to them when I'm driving to work at 4 a.m. and then at work. I think one of my favorite characters so far is Sally. She's spunky and has sass. She reminds me of myself at times. In my opinion, all of y'all mix really well. Y'all's personalities bring the characters to life. The conversations between the animals make me giggle. You're all hilarious. Thanks, Jessica Vossen.
Ow. Nico's gonna cry herself some cat tears. I gotta pop to the Shadow Realm real quick. Not to cry. I'll be right back.
Oh, and a pretzel just popped out of existence, it looked like. From what that was Nico the cat just then.
Alex, I'd like to say, I'm so sorry. My name is Yamo the Yeen, and after listening to that letter, I just want to let you know, ma'am, I am being a pretend doctor for Halloween, so You just so happens this one day of the year, I can prescribe you some piles. If you're having problems, I just got my PhD, which is paws holding dirt. Took me a long time because there's a lot of grains in the dirt. So if you need any piles, I can prescribe big ones, little ones, and some you can't get on the island.
It works.
Jackie Jones, the mole here. I don't think she needs a doctor. She needs the Great Spirit. That's what she needs. You know, not only am I dressed like a bus driver, I actually bought a bus with me. So if you guys all want to get in my bus, we could all go find the Great Spirit together.
Oh, wow. That's a huge bamboo bus you've got there, Jackie. And it's done like a Flintstones car where you just paddle it with your feet while you're sitting in it. That's really cool.
And I got 4 feet, baby.
Oh, man.
Whoa, that's like 80 paw power right there. That's amazing.
And actually, a little amendum to that message, too, to say I got another message actually later just to say that they had actually finished listening to all of the recordings of my broadcast. So this whole year's worth of recordings now, that means they've heard, like, every one of you all that are here. And
are you gonna write them back?
Absolutely.
It's me. It's Jeff, the Dermabacter bacteria, just so y'all know. You got to write them back, man.
Absolutely.
Especially
I'm going to.
Either one, they both sound really cool, man.
I think so as well. And nice Olaf costume, by the way, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, I'm dressed as
it's
Olaf,
a very
man.
Tiny Olaf costume.
I am a huge fan.
It's basically just kind of a... Jeff's on my neck right now, everybody who might be listening, because he's a bacteria, and it's basically like just a carrot, like a mini carrot sticking off of my neck.
Yep.
I thought it was a hickey.
That's basically how I made it.
Well, it's extra confusing because I have birthmarks on my neck that look like hickeys as well. And they've always gotten me in trouble. So that's a hickey,
Alex.
And that's Jeff. Yes, Rita.
Down here, Alex. Oh, my God. That letter was so sweet. It made me cry. And I was so nervous. I thought your big announcement was going to give away my secret or something. But you're a good friend, and you didn't give away my secret. And so we're still good. And I hope you like my costume. I dressed up as Al Capone.
I love it. I think you got that off from our ferret friend, Cinnamon, am I right?
Yes, she has the best stuff back in her little cave. And I said, since I'm clearly not in the mob, I might as well pretend I'm in the mob for a night. So we came up with this.
Right. And if I might also suggest maybe announcing that you have a secret in front of everybody, probably not the best way to keep that secret. So maybe just like...
Yes, I would like to know more about this secret.
Oh, no.
For reason.
I could be talking about anything, okay, quite frankly. And if you need to talk to me,
quite
you got to talk to Randy first. Oh,
that's right. You might not recognize me right now because I'm wearing a triple X trench coat because I'm dressed as Columbo. I must say it's very constricting. And I'm sweating a lot. But if you want to talk to Rita, you got to go through me. And that's not pleasant.
Oh, I'm sorry, Randy.
You, it's not pleasant.
Yes, I got that. And
oh, I didn't know that you got it. I thought you were actually questioning me.
I do appreciate, though, that you're, like, taking extra time to make sure that I
are you know. Mocking me now?
No, Randy, no. Because
I will horn you. I will frickin' horn you.
Oh no, please.
Fight him, Alex. I'm a doctor. I can heal any wound.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you can just put some dirt in there and add horn.
Folding rather quickly here. Oof. I need to get all this down.
Oof, I'm getting hot. I hope I'm taking off my suit coat from my doctor costume. I'm getting a little hot in here. I hope I'm still dressed
as the
doctor.
How will we know who you are?
No, Randy.
Hey, where'd Alex go? I'm just kidding. Still on your neck.
You just hang around, Jeff. Randy, you need some water? I feel like you're being a lot more aggressive than usual, and I
think it's this coat. It's just so tight.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised you're able to find a trench coat that big, you know? They don't make them on the island.
Yeah.
Don't look behind me because I ripped it up the back seam.
Oh, I won't tell you. I didn't even notice.
Don't worry about it, Randy. I found mine in an old abandoned graveyard.
What? There's a graveyard on this island?
I never seen a doctor on the island, but I found this graveyard, and I just started sifting through these old corpses, and there was a lot of good clothes nobody was wearing.
That means one of us is a killer, maybe.
I think we should all stay away from the abandoned graveyard. You know, it's probably abandoned for reasons. There's probably reasons why there's corpses there. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's where I also got my costume, too, though. I skinned a dog.
Speaking of staying away, hi, everybody. It's Sick Duck Sam here, dressed as the rock star who fell down the staircase.
Nice neck.
Thank you. I just wanted to say to everyone that you should probably stay away from me.
Yeah, Sam, you're still sick, huh? And you came to the party?
On the topic of secrets, I too have a secret that I've been hiding from everybody.
Well, better spill it. No more secrets.
Yeah,
we're all friends here.
Well, unfortunately, I went to the doctor's office yesterday and received some unfortunate news.
The 10th doctor or the real doctor?
Or the yin doctor.
You didn't come see me.
The real doctor. Anyway, I got my island fever test back, and I am positive, everybody.
What?
They told me to not go to any kind of parties or any kind of events with people. And,
what?
Sam.
Well,
hey.
I can't resist being social.
Okay, everybody step back from Sam. Happily, we're outside.
Bye.
Guys, I watched Sam walk into this party. He drank out of both punch bowls, and then he put his beak into all the bowls of popcorn.
Oh, man.
Panic!
Oh,
I've also been spitting on the sandwiches.
Why would you even do that, Sam? That's
a
to moisten them.
Sam.
No one likes a dry sandwich.
Sam, I can heal you. I could have the Great Spirit come and pull the disease right out of you. Great Spirit!
Oh, God.
Everyone,
here we go.
Arise! The Great Spirit! Get inside Sam and pull out the disease! Now walk, Sam! Show everybody! Walk!
Well, he walked in.
It's working!
Oh.
It's working! The Great Spirit is healing him!
Wow, Jackie, you're like a spirit doctor.
This is a really nice party, Alex.
Thanks, Rocco. Though I'm getting worried about.
Well, Yamo, you're a doctor now, yes?
I do have a PhD and dirt on my paws.
And you have access to all sorts of piles, yes?
Any pile you see, most people don't know you can stick your nose in.
Do you happen to have any hydroxychloroquine?
Duxies. I don't think I have any Duxies, but if I see one. I can get it to you alive, cold, or dead and hot.
I think we might be in trouble here.
I think we might be, too. You know who I'd really love to
see? Hey, Sick Duck Sam.
Yeah, what's
it's me, Jeff the Bacteria.
Oh, yeah, this is like your role,
hey,
Jeff.
How's it going?
Yeah, man. Do you want me to get up inside you, take a look around?
Oh, boy. Maybe you should take me out on a date first. Hey.
We could do that. I haven't been on a date in ages, man.
I mean,
oh, really? You like,
Let me help you. I'll prick him very slightly with my horn, giving you access.
There you go,
to
man.
Be careful.
Everything
don't
goes great, man.
Randy.
I'll jump up in you and take a look around.
I'm the most beautiful duck at the ball.
Jeff, I'm going to wipe you off on my hand and put you on Randy's horn.
Whoa! I haven't been off your neck in so long.
Sick Duck Sam, if you could just bend over, I'll just give you a little prick here.
Hubba,
in the buttocks.
And thanks. Sploosh. I'm in.
It's amazing how well we can hear him.
Did he just say sploosh, I'm in?
He did say that.
I've gotten that before, actually.
Jeff's really great at projecting. You know, he's got really good structure in his voice speaking. I really always respect him for that.
Look, you can see a little bulge in his skin as we watch him travel through.
I was just going under the feathers there.
I figure I'd just poke my head out for a minute and just tell you guys I'm about to go to work, and I'll be back.
Okay. Sam, while we're at it, you just stay away from everybody else at the party, okay? Oh, hey, come.
Hey.
You got it.
Here.
You know what? Sick Duck Sam, where I'm from, this kind of behavior could get you clipped or something.
That sounds nice. Like clipped to a clothes wire so you can dry out in the sun?
No, it's not nice. But I'll let you think whatever you want. You better not give any of us island fever.
You got it.
Is anyone wearing a mask we could give to Sam? We're at a costume party. Somebody's not wearing their own face, right?
You know what? I could just hand off some of the peels on my costume.
Oh, perfect.
By the way, I'm a banana, everyone, in case you didn't figure it out.
Yep.
So I could just start taking off some of these peels. I could hand them out. You guys could just put them on your mouths. I think you should be good. I got plenty enough banana. You guys, you know, I'm still a banana.
All right, everybody put a banana peel over your mouth.
Thank you.
Sorry, Rocco. I think we're going to be using most of your costume here.
It's okay. There's more where it came from.
I prefer to use a bone in the corner of my mouth, which does not allow many other things in my mouth.
Sounds like that would work for Island Fever. You're a doctor, after all. Okay.
Randy, the rhino here, my horn is getting a little itchy from where I pricked his buttocks.
Oh, no.
Should I be worried about that, Yammo?
I would give that a couple scratches tonight and see if it turns red or leaks. If it doesn't, continue scratching for a week.
Tiffany! Tiffany! Hi, what's up? Tiffany the snail.
I just found this letter from this lady. Who is this?
Oh, that's one of the listeners of my broadcast.
Yeah, sure it is. Whatever.
You seem really upset.
I am. It took me like 4 days to climb out of your bed and get into this, like, out here, and everybody's out here and nobody cares. It takes me forever to get anywhere.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tiffany. I didn't realize you had been in my bed. I
sure you didn't. Can I have a drink? Can you make me breakfast?
I can make you a drink. Making you breakfast at this party would be difficult, though, and we're in the middle of the situation. But here, I'll get you a tiny, tiny cup and put a tiny bit of Jackie's Kool-Aid in there. There you go.
Yeah. Can I climb into your mouth?
No. In fact, especially not right now. That's a bad... No one should be doing anything with anybody's mouths right now.
Hi, everyone's watching. I'm into it.
I know, but I'm not right now.
Tiffany, if it's helpful, you can hitch a ride on my horn.
Oh, Randy!
Oh, wait, Randy, you just said your horn was itching from where you poked it on Sam. I feel like Tiffany shouldn't go anywhere near that.
No. I think I picked a bad costume. I'm a terrible detective.
Oh,
it's okay. I love an infected horn. I'm gonna come up there, right?
I'll bend down.
Fair enough.
There we go.
This is a really nice party, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm glad you think so, Rocco. You know what I really am wishing, because despite their claims that it might not be from there, I feel like Island Fever might have come from not here, and Nico might have some insight, but Nico's stuck as a pretzel and went somewhere else. And
from the Shadow Realm.
Oh,
not crying, not.
No, no.
Nico the cat. Back from the Shadow Realm, mm-hmm. from Totally Not Crying, mm-hmm. over a very touching letter from our viewer, but wasn't crying.
No, no,
about
didn't
it.
Think you were.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with anything, but I also have some delicious garlic butter to go with my costume, which I picked, which is a pretzel.
That's great.
And I did not get stuck in it, laying on the pretzel warming tray at Auntie Anne's Pretzels in the Shadow Realm.
Sure, sure.
And I did not eat her costume. I should be praised, but as a doctor, I am very, very humble.
And I'm assuming that while you're sharing this garlic butter with us, you don't want us to dip any part of your costume into it and then to eat it.
Oh, no. Because this is a costume. I'm not stuck. I'm not giving a cry for help. And it's not cutting off the circulation in my right arm. So, no.
Okay, good. Because actually,
don't be tempted by the delicious Parmesan garlic aroma of the pretzel, which is my costume. From Auntie Anne's. I mean, normally no one can resist that delicious flavor, but, you know, as this is a costume.
Yeah, we wouldn't want
to eat
that what is clearly just a costume. No, you can't go around eating other people's costumes. And meanwhile, but I think it's good that you're back, because it turns out that Sam tested positive for Island Fever right when we thought that was all gone, and Jeff is inside him and seeing what's what. I feel like it's good that you're here we could all put our heads together on how to deal with this right now, because I was so glad that Island Fever was gone and we were able
right,
to...
Because, yeah, I mean, it'd be like if Island Fever had a second wave. Oh, could you imagine?
That would be terrible. We got to stop this now.
I have a suggestion.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Sadie the Sloth here. I'm dressed as Olivia Newton-John from Xanadu. I have a suggestion about the island fever.
Please, Sadie.
Well, we're already at a party, so let's just call this an island fever party.
Is that kind of like when you get chicken pox when you're little and,
yes.
And you just get everybody together and you all catch at the same time?
My mom would do that. Yeah, she would send all the kittens back to the Shadow Realm. We would get spooky fever, you know, just sneeze out a couple ghosts out of our noses for a little bit, and then we're all fine.
I think this is great. This means we can go back to tick or treating. I'm going to get so many ticks.
Oh, that does sound fun for you.
Ticks sound delicious.
Well, I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm not the one who claims it. I'm not a person from the Shadow Realm. I'm not a bacteria like Jeff. I'm just a human who only pretty much studied acting. I don't know too much else.
Doctor Who?
Doctor Who is a doctor.
Hey, don't put yourself down, Alex. You got that wonderful letter from a person that you helped with your show. By the way, this is Remy, the red panda. I know I'm dressed like a regular panda. Panda, but there's no regular panda on the island. It's just me, Remy, the red panda.
Thank you, Remy. Thank you. You're right. I need to believe in myself, but also know that it's not just up to me. It's up to all of us that we can whatever happens, we can take care of it. We can handle it if we work together.
We think you're great, Alex. We think you're great.
Well, thank you, Sadie. I think all of you are great. Even Sam. Yes, Damien?
Here's another round of drinks on the house from Damien. In honor of Alex.
Thanks.
In honor of Alex.
Thanks. Thank
Cheers.
You, Damien.
Cheers.
Oh, Alex. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Well, and I can only put that back out to all of my animal friends, all of my human friends, all people who might be listening. My life is better because all of you are a part of it. So cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Well, I appreciate the free drinks from Damien. First of all, this is Frankie the Koala. I am dressed as Frankenstein's monster. As some of you may know, my full name is Frankenstein McGriddle. So, you know, just for ha-has, I dressed as Frankenstein's monster. And Damien, I'm rather concerned. The free drinks usually have been a precursor to other events happening in the evening anytime I've had drinks at a party with you, and usually a fire comes later. And I'm just saying, if that happens, I will write about it.
Well, even if you do write about it, you don't know that I'm actually Damien the Fox dressed like a dog, so you won't know who to report on.
Oh, that does confuse things.
Yeah, it's confusing me.
Randy Durano here. One more thing. Mm-hmm. Is anyone else concerned about the bloating that's happening with Sick Duck Sam?
Oh, wow, he's blown up
like
a balloon.
Oh, this is normal. It happens every other week. It's a chronic bloat syndrome that I have.
Oh,
it's,
that's normal.
It's because of my leaky gut syndrome,
of course.
Produces an excess amount of bile in my stool sample.
You have to get off the lectins. Stop eating
the lectins. But I love lectins.
They're not good for you.
Not good for me?
No,
you telling me
not.
This now?
Sure, if I'd known you were eating them and you had leaky gut.
Guys, I think we need to get down to this. Jeff, are you seeing any island fever in there?
Oh my God. Oh my God, somebody get me out of here. Oh. Randy, bring your horn down here. Get your horn down here now.
Are you again?
Oh my God.
Bloosh.
All right, I'm back on your horn. Oh my God.
Holy,
what do you got to report, Jeff?
Hold on a second. I got a... Oh my God. Do not put me near that duck again.
Yeah.
Dude, you are riddled. You're riddled, man. I barely got out of there alive.
Now, Jeff. Well, Jeff.
All my, dude, my cilia is all, like, distended. I'm not good, man. Put me back on Alex's neck right now.
Oh, well,
put me back on
maybe,
my happy place.
Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe. There's nothing Bruce. Personal, Jeff. I just feel like...
Oh, sorry. I was a little quick.
Well, I guess no one going back.
It's... It is good to be home, baby.
This is Sadie. Ooh. Sadie the Sloth. Yeah. Jeff, if you want, you can come on my neck.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you being for real?
Yeah.
Hey, Alex, listen, man. You don't mind, do you?
I thought this was supposed to be PG.
Oh, this...
Hey, oh, whoa. Hey, man. Hey, nothing sexy about this. I just want to get up on Sadie's neck for a little while.
Oh. Yeah, this is science.
Yeah. No, I don't mind at all. I mean,
for
I was...
science, then.
You're already, you know...
Jeff can come on anyone's neck he wants.
That sounds totally fair to me and totally not sexy at all, so...
Here's the thing. I've lived my entire life on Alex's neck, except for the last 5 minutes I spent in that sick duck. And I feel like, man, I want to travel the world a little bit, you know? Like, my home will always be on your neck, Alex.
Well, you know, it's
I don't know.
It's funny you mentioned that. I mean, here, no problem. We can, if you wanted to hang out with Sadie, though, for a while, that's fine, too. But I guess I had, saying this all, I have a kind of a second announcement here.
Speak your truth.
And that is that...
Alex is making an announcement!
Yes, I'm making an announcement, but I feel like...
Shut that baby up!
At the very
Shut
least...
Shut that baby up!
You know,
guys!
The powers...
It's me, Remy, the red panda! It's not a regular panda!
Yeah.
I'm not an old panda, it's a red panda! But Alex needs to make an announcement, so we should listen to him!
Got a second announcement, and the announcement is...
Say, Alex?
Yeah,
does
Morgan.
Does my sack look green to you?
Who looks green?
My Gular sack.
Oh, no.
I'm not feeling so hot today.
Oh, no.
What are the symptoms of island fever anyway?
Well, they seem to be to vary for, you know, animal to animal that gets them. So I you know, Yambo's the doctor here.
It is true, Alex. The symptoms do vary animal to animal, parson to parson. But the number one thing you want to do is make sure you're quarantining.
That sounds
okay. Boring. Once you get symptoms, you want to quarantine so you don't run into other hyenas.
Well, okay. Before I make my other announcement, Jeff.
Yeah, you want me to get up in Morgan?
Well, no, just hold on one moment.
You want me to get up in Morgan, check him out?
Just hold on one moment.
I think I'd feel more comfortable with more information.
You're in Sam, and I'm sure there was lots of scary stuff in there. I'm sure all kinds of scary stuff.
I went deep.
But
it was a party at first, and it quickly turned into like one of those things where like people have a party and then they get like women to come and dance for them, and then someone ends up killing one of them.
Yeah, that's
and
what I imagine.
Everything
the inside
turns
of
south,
Sam
and
looks
have,
like.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, it was like that real quick. I had to get the hell
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and then we got to take a trip back to the graveyard.
But did you see...
For real.
Or did you see any island fever in there? Or...
If it's a thing, it's in there. If there is a thing on this island, it is in that duck, man. I guarantee you. I wasn't getting everybody's name.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's in there.
Well...
In fact, there was one that really wanted a party, and I'm pretty sure that was the fever. He was a sick virus, man.
Alex, I could really use... Where is your toilet, please?
Oh, man. It's in the back.
I gotta go.
I mean, literally, we you know, animals in the island, you can go anywhere you want.
I went in the punch bowl.
Oh, Sam.
Well, okay, look. Nico the cat here.
Oh, Nico.
I didn't want to bring this up. It's very experimental, but there might be an experimental cocktail, a martini, if you will.
Ooh.
In the Shadow Realm, the SCDC has not approved it yet, the Shadow Realm Center of Disease Control.
Right.
But Sick Duck Sam is so very sick.
You,
I'll do it, guys. I'll go back and I'll get that experimental martini for you, Sick Duck Sam.
Nico, when you go, grab me some garlic bread.
Garlic bread, got it. Any other orders?
Yeah. Don't go. Your costume is delicious.
No, Rita, let her go, please. This is. I think this.
Rita, look at my eyes. I must.
I've been nibbling on my costume this whole time.
We've got other snacks here, Rita. This is more important. Let Nico go get this.
Rita, I will sacrifice my costume, which is not constricting at all, if you let me go.
Yes.
Let me go, Rita.
friends. Alex, I have some good news and some bad news.
Morgan, tell us both news.
Well, the good news is I think it was just a bad fish.
Oh, that's great.
The bad news is my giant mouth wouldn't fit over your toilet.
Well, worse things have happened. Nico.
Wait, did you put your mouth on the... Is that how you normally go to the bathroom?
This was a northwardly evacuation.
Whichever way you got to do it, I'm just glad that you're okay. I'm Nico. You're on this?
I am.
All right.
Meow meow.
Oh, there they went. that pretzel poofed out of existence again. And okay. Well, while we're waiting for Nico to get back, I'll fill them in on what I was going to say. And that is that I've rebuilt my boat, and I've been living on my boat for a while ever since my hut got blown up by Poppy and Pajamas, the baby goat. And I have decided to make my first expeditionary trip into open waters tomorrow.
Are you leaving us?
I'm not.
Alex!
I'm not leaving.
Alex!
I'm not trying to leave the island for good, but I am trying to, for the first time in 8 years, try to sail off of the island just to see if I can do that. You know, for all this time, I wasn't able to leave, and I think I was, in a way, kind of scared to do it, because...
So this is a going-away party?
This is a Halloween party. This is a celebration. But yeah, for me, I'm not going away for good, but I'm going to try and see if I can stretch myself a bit and sail out into open water and see if I can.
Oh, I just got an idea.
Remy.
I just got an idea. I found this book that washed up on the shore, and it was called The Bibble. And in The Bibble, it had a story about a guy who built a boat and put a bunch of animals on the boat. And I thought that maybe some of us could get a boat with you.
Ooh, a boat party. I like that. It's a really great party, Alex.
You guys want to come with me on my boat to sail out?
Well, hell yeah. My suitcase is packed.
Sam, I'm not sure about you yet.
No, it's okay. I can just rest on the roof.
Wait, who's that panda?
Oh, that's Remy.
It's a costume. Oh. I'm dressed like a regular panda, but it's me, Remy the Red Panda.
You scared me.
Jackie Jones here would like to go with you, Alex. I would love to spread the great spirit all around the world on your boat with you.
I'll come too. Who knows the next time I'll find a talking human.
Well, I'll come with you because, you know, frankly, the gossip around here has been a little dry. So I'm up for an adventure.
I'll come too on your neck.
All right.
Yeah, I got some offshore accounts I could attend to. So I guess I'll go with you. But what if we take Island Fever onto the boat?
Well,
that's a good thing,
and I wasn't considering that when I was planning to leave, and I don't want
to... We have to quarantine.
That's right.
Right. If I need to do that before... Man, I was just planning on making it a short excursion, but all the same, if I ended up finding somewhere else to go, I wouldn't want to spread it. I think it'll depend on whether Nico gets back with this cocktail that they were talking about, and... Oh,
hey.
They just...
Sorry, guys. Nico the cat here. Sick Duck Sam. Yeah. I have the martini. It's very experimental. He did a lemon twist plus olives, and I don't know how those two go together, but...
Oh, olives?
This might... I have a pretty good feeling that this is going to help cure your island fever.
Hey, let's do it. Let me drink it all. Let me drink it all.
Oh, and Yamo, I have the garlic knots you requested.
Oh, thank you so much. Those look good.
Well, let's all raise our glasses and cheers to this. To new adventures.
To Alex staying on the island forever.
To the first vaccine.
Herd immunity.
To herd immunity.
To boat parties.
To boat parties. To more... time and spent with
everybody.
With all my
wait,
friends.
Don't drink.
Wait,
don't drink. Everybody, wait, wait.
What is it, Morgan?
Alex, you haven't yet mentioned my hat.
Morgan, that's a great hat.
Thank you. It's my costume.
Why don't you describe that hat for the listeners like Jessica?
Well, it's brown. It has a medium-sized brim. and it cost me 700 shells.
And listener, that's a premium hat.
And it doesn't smell like graveyard.
Okay, we can drink our medicine now.
Well, we'll all we'll drink to that.
Ooh! All right! All right!
Man, sound just like a rock star.
All right!
How are you feeling, Sam?
Man, I feel like the fever has dissipated, and it's just ongoing stomach bile. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Back to normal, then.
Yeah. Although my gut microbiome is still a little bit haywire, so everything's pretty loose.
Once again,
don't look at me. I'm not going in there again.
I wouldn't ask you to, Jeff. And
you are welcome anytime, Jeff.
Have you tried swallowing fire?
You know, that's actually something I have not tried before.
I have not tried it either, but it seems like a pretty damn good idea considering my experience with fire.
Your spirits is fire?
My spirit, I think my connection's breaking up. Ignore what I said.
Hey, I like a fiery spirit.
You know what I think it is? I think the power's running low on my radio. And
oh, no!
I'm all feeling it, so...
Hey!
The party doesn't have to stop now, but at least for the benefit of anybody who's listening in on the party, I should play my
hey, can we get three big cheers for Alex throwing us this amazing party?
Hey!
Yeah. Hooray!
Cheer.
Hooray! Seriously, don't get the punch.
Hey, hooray!
Hooray!
We love you, Alex.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me.
I'm sorry.
Thanks to all of you.
I can't digest candy. I just now figured out.
I think it'll be okay. It's time to go. The sun's setting down. The power in my radio is almost run out. So at least for now, I'm here to stay. Maybe I'll get rescued on another day. But we had some fun. We made new friends, and tomorrow is another chance to try again. Until then, we'll say goodbye. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. All right, everybody.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yay.
Good party, everyone. We're going to do a credits, but because there's so many of us and it would be difficult to fit it all in together, I'm going to name everybody. All of everyone's contact information will be in the show description stuff. So I'll make sure everyone should check everybody out there. So to listeners, thank you so much for partying with us today. I'm going to go ahead and, like I said, name all of my guests who've been here today. Starting first, Doug Morency as Randy the Rhino, Sean Cowig as Remy the Red Panda, Bridget Flaherty as Jackie Jones the Mole, Kenzie Lane as Rita the Rat, Eli Majors as Sick Duck Sam, Summer Austin as Sadie the Sloth, Oscar Ramirez as Rocco the Gorilla, Emily Champlin as Frankie the Koala, Lauren Burwell as Nico the Cat, Brandon Baruch as Morgan the Magnificent Frigate Bird, Amy Gorlick as Tiffany the Snail, Adario Mercadante as Yama the Hyena, Ian Zondi as Damien the Fox, and Ryan Williams as Jeff the Bacteria. That's really hard because I only have their character names in front of me. But everybody's here. Everybody's cheering and clapping. I want to invite you all to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Island Life Pod. Our suggestion word for this episode was Grave Digger, and that was given to us by Outpost 13, which is a great Twitch channel made up of mainly people from Impro Studios in Los Angeles, California, one of the wonderful theaters out here that, you know, is still putting out great work, even though we're not able to meet in person right now. So please check out Outpost 13. And I would like to ask you, you know, just like we got fan mail that was read to today, thank you again, Jessica. You can send any of that to islandlifepod@gmail.com and we'll read it on air. You can help support the show on patreon.com/islandlifepod. We'd love it if you could give us a review on the podcast app of your choice. And shout out our cover art for this whole season. It was by Maddie Schott. You can find them at Madzilla Chilla. It's great art of many of these people who are here today. And our sound editing, I'm sure, will be a lot of fun for Isaac Balachandran, who just launched his own website. So you can find that at isaackbfilm.com. That's spelled isaackbfilm.com. And I think that's it, everyone. Thank you so much for this past year, for these past 50 episodes. And thanks for hanging out with us on Island Life.
Hey, Alex, this is Benji, the Chilean Humboldt Penguin.
Oh, yes, Benji, hi.
Can you have a party and not invite me?
I thought I must have gotten lost in the mail. I'm so sorry, Benji. But hey, party's going to keep going. Broadcast is ending, but the party's continuing on.